Three ordinances that would extend tax abatement programs meant to incentivize development in the city made it out of Wilmington City Council's Finance and Economic Development Committee last week. They were scheduled to be voted on at Thursday's council meeting, but city officials asked they be held until concerns raised by council members can be addressed. The legislation proposed by the administration would extend a program incentivizing the rehabilitation of historic properties and modify programs incentivizing residential and commercial development in certain areas of the city and on vacant properties. At the committee meeting, City Councilman Vash Turner was among those advocating for a more thorough look at the programs.
When you hear these budget hearings, you hear different things. We always talk about the city's broke. You know what I mean? But then we just give everybody free pass.
The properties with tax incentives active through 2019 or into the future had a total of close to $900,000 in property taxes abated last year, according to data provided by the city's Office of Finance. Alfred Lance of the mayor's office urged council members not to see the abatements as lost revenue.
That revenue is tied to new construction of new facilities and the rehabilitation of existing facilities that didn't happen before. So we have new permitting income, we have new wage taxes, as well as when those properties expire, we'll get the full value of those property taxes as well.
A spokesman for the mayor's office said officials will try to move the legislation along as quickly as possible. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.